WBAL, WIYY HD4, Baltimore.
Winner of the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award as the best radio news operation in the Mid-Atlantic. The only station that matters. WBAL.com.
This is Maryland's News Now. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. We begin with breaking news and team coverage of the shooting at Perry Hall High School. WBAL's Ann Kramer joins us with the latest.
Mary Beth, the Baltimore County executive calls this a random shooting inside Perry Hall High School and that the 15-year-old shooter was not targeting any individual. One student was shot when the shooting student started firing in the cafeteria around 10:30 this morning. Here's Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson.
A young man who we have identified as a student at this high school entered the cafeteria where he removed from concealment a weapon that he had brought into the school building. Immediately, educators or instructors, teachers responded after seeing this, and as they were responding, he discharged one round, striking another student who is 17 years of age. As the county executive stated, that individual has been taken to Baltimore Regional Hospital, shock trauma, and is being treated at this point in time. As the individual began to pull back from that shooting several inches, an instructor grabbed him. They began to grapple where a second shot was discharged. A school resource officer who was in the hallway outside the cafeteria is responding, as you would imagine, after hearing these rounds fired, and then effected an arrest with the assistance of the educators of the school. That's the information we have at this point in time.
And this was the first day of school for students in Baltimore County. We're now joined by a student at Perry Hall High School who saw what happened. Colleen, thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about what happened this morning at your high school?
It was a lot. I just know I was sitting there and we all heard one, and then the whole cafeteria kind of went silent, like, you know, what was that? And we heard the next one, and that's when everybody, you know, kind of knew. And we all just started running. People were everywhere. People were hopping over everything, just trying to get out.
How close were you to what was going on, to the shooting and the shooter himself?
I was one or two tables away.
We were hearing from some of the other students, Colleen, that they thought it was like a balloon popping. What did you think when you heard the first gunfire?
I thought, you know, how, you know, kids, like, pop bags of chips and stuff. I kind of thought it was that, but it was just, it sounded so loud that I kind of knew it wasn't. So, and when it happened again, that's when I looked back and I was like, oh my God, you know, it's not a bag of chips.
Did you recognize the student that was doing the shooting? Do you know him?
I knew him, like, because he, yeah, I recognize him.
And how about the victim? I understand you were sitting close to the other student that was shot. What can you tell us about the victim?
I just tried to get away. I didn't really pay a lot of attention. I recognized, you know, he was hurt, but I didn't get much of a look other than that.
Do you remember what time of the morning? Because we understand it was pretty early.
Yeah. Probably about 2 minutes before, then I asked my friend what time it was, and it was about 10:40, so about like 2 minutes after that.
And who all was in the lunchroom then? That's kind of an early time for lunch. What kind of students were in there? What kind of people?
Well, we're all assigned lunches, so It wasn't a lot of kids. And lunch isn't really crowded, but it was probably about 100, 200 kids.
I can only imagine how frightening this was. It's the first day of school. What was going through your mind when you heard the gunfire?
I just focused on getting out. I was shaking really bad, and my mom, like, I was thinking about my mom. You know, I just kind of wanted to get out and see her.
And we understand that a teacher actually was able to tackle the person who was firing, the student who was firing. Were you able to see any of that?
Yeah. It was a counselor, Mr. Wozner. I'm just really thankful that he was there.
And I know that you said you know of the shooter, at least recognize the student who did the shooting. Is there anything else you can tell us about him? We heard some of your classmates say that he might have been, people might have been throwing things at him in the cafeteria before he left and came back.
I know that something was thrown at him. I don't know what it was. People are saying a whole bunch of different things, but there's definitely something thrown at him, and I guess he didn't like that too much. But I think that he was bullied over the summer or something. I don't really know, but yeah.
How uncomfortable is it going to be to go back to school tomorrow or the next day or whenever the school system decides that you guys can go back? I can't imagine how difficult that'll be.
I think that things won't cool down for a while. It was just something so unreal. You never really think it could happen to you. So I don't think schools would be open tomorrow. I mean, I don't know, but it's going to be really rough for everyone who was in a lunch.
Colleen, what can you tell us about security at your school? How does it work? Can anybody come in the building?
There's I think about two or maybe three cops. You know, they stand around. Like, there's one in the lunchroom at every lunch, and there's some in the hallway, but they're very alert. And that's about all I can really say. I don't really...
Well, I guess when you get into school, I know some of the schools have swipe card systems and sometimes the front doors are locked. Are you guys buzzed in, or how does that work for our listeners that don't know?
We swipe in.
So you do have a swipe system in effect then?
Yes.
Well, we know this has been a very tragic day for you, Colleen. We appreciate your time this afternoon and your sharing of what happened at Perry Hall High School.
Yep.
WBAL News time now is 2:07. And it's time for traffic. Let's get the latest now from Detour Dave.
As a result, Ann, Ebenezer Road remains closed off in both directions between Bel Air Road and Honeygrove, and that may be there for quite some time. So do watch out for police direction. But again, Ebenezer still closed off between the areas of Bel Air Road and Honeygrove right by Perry Hall High School. Elsewhere, really not too bad as we get into this 2 o'clock hour, 2309. I'm Dave Sandler on WBAL and WBAL.com.
After yesterday's soaking rain, much quieter today. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun as we head throughout the rest of your Monday. Now, there's still a chance for an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon as a cold front approaches from the west. We'll have a high of 85 later today. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, isolated showers possible, low 71, and still a slight chance for a shower or storm tomorrow morning. Then partly cloudy skies, high 86. High pressure builds in Wednesday into the end of the work week. We'll have sunny skies Wednesday, high 83. I'm meteorologist Ava Marie. That's your WBAL InstaWeather Plus forecast.
And right now we have partly cloudy skies, 83 degrees, humidity at 63%, winds out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. And now back to our top story. Parents have been picking up their students all afternoon from Perry Hall High School after the shooting. For the very latest, we go back now to WBAL's Ann Kramer.
And Mary Beth, Robert Lang has been not far from Perry Hall High School this afternoon, where he's been talking to parents and students.
Mekhi Freeman was in the cafeteria when the shooting occurred. He and his mom, Heather, described what happened.
I just heard a shot, and I didn't know what it was.
What went through your mind when you heard this? Oh my God.
Well, he called me, and he's like, Mom, I heard gunshots. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. And it's not even a feeling that I can, I don't even know, I just left.
Also in the cafeteria, Perry Hall senior Diane Logring, who knows the alleged shooter.
He's had problems before, like, he was at my lunch last year, and he used to get in fights with, like, a lot of people. I think, like, he's, like, mental, maybe, because, like, he was friends with my sister, and, like, he was talking to her over the summer about, like, how he might kill himself and everything, but I haven't, like, talked to him in a while.
Once the shooter was in custody, students were brought here to the Perry Hall Middle School, where they were reunited with their parents. Effie Turner, who was reunited with her daughter, says it's a huge relief.
They didn't let them know anything for a while. I had texted her to ask if she was okay, and she was clueless, had no idea. So eventually, once we got notice from the officers and the other parents, we spread the word to the school.
Did you ever think something like this could happen?
Not at all. Not at all. You're not safe anywhere.
In Perry Hall, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.
And this is the first day of school for Baltimore County students, and it was also the first day of the school year for County School Superintendent Dallas Dance, who also spoke with members of the media this afternoon.
First of all, our thoughts and our prayers are with the student who was injured. and his family. We pray for a speedy recovery. The second thing, we want to reassure our parents that student safety is our paramount priority.